Oh yeah. Back for the kill. That's right. American Riddle. You guys hear that? Did you speak?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
Got my man Bailey, the superhero, in the house.
Back in action.
Yeah. Y'all know this set? You ever see Trading Places? Remember the cowboy? Cowboy dance. He's like, so you gotta bite the lip. Did you see me bite the lip? Huh?
You, were feeling it.
The white man's overbite.
You were feeling
I'm
it.
I'm not even white. Straight in places, baby. Let me have a seat.
My goodness.
You feeling that?
I'm feeling it.
I'm like Billy Ray Valentine. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do you want
a
funk?
That's a great song.
Billy Ray Valentine had the
tell
party
me now.
Bailey likes the way I work this mixer.
Yeah, dude.
Makes it look like I'm Rick Rubin. Yeah. I'm gonna let that play. They're gonna find me. They're going to get me. Yeah, so welcome to another edition. I'm not even going to get all professional. Y'all know me.
Yeah.
The boy, Malcolm, a.k.a. American Riddle. Sitting here in front of me is a superhero, Bailey Fink, sucking down a Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Doesn't always drink beer.
Nope.
And I got Miriam Tazi on the mic.
Yo.
What's happening? Yeah, she, that's her. She always says yo. Yo.
Do
yo.
I really?
Yeah.
You say, yo. I can't help it. It's just
okay.
My greeting.
It's your thing.
Uh-oh. I always try to...
Everybody do the cowboy dance.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
You gotta break it down. There you
we
go,
have
Bailey.
To get video on this now.
Oh, the strongman dance. Bailey is breaking down.
Oh, my goodness.
We're hitting some waves.
Yeah, what is that?
We're hitting some waves.
Yeah.
Oh,
Bailey
goodness.
Is breaking it down, baby.
Can we get this on video?
I know, if only.
Please.
You gotta do it. All right. So ooh. What's...
That's great.
Yeah, that's right. Two big dudes trying to dance.
I love it.
You gotta like it.
I'm so entertained. You guys have to be here.
Well, that's from my my boy John Landis, Trading Places.
That's right.
That's a classic comedy.
Man, he hasn't done anything in a while.
You don't have to. Mm-mm. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Agreed.
I mean, think about it. Trading Agreed. Places. I'm going to make some noise real quick. Sorry, guys. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys, by the way. Yeah, we're a little unconventional up in this house. What are you sipping on, Miriam? Drinking a little wine. She can't even keep it in her mouth. She can't even look at me.
I'm drinking a Verdicchio. It's a Marchetti Verdicchio. It's tasty.
Ooh.
It's delicious.
Yeah, the wines on the table are phenomenal tonight.
Yeah,
good.
We had all Italian.
Gosh.
Yeah.
All Italian?
Mostly, and then we changed a couple of them up. We added a Shiraz and a Pinot Noir later, but the wines are all really outstanding
today.
Yeah,
that's what Malcolm was saying.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, back to John Landis. Enough
Sorry.
About the wine.
Sorry.
All right, you worked all day selling. Look at you, almost dropped it.
The label's slipping off because of the ice water.
Slick label. Watch your thumb. The John Landis, yeah, I mean, John Landis, what does he got to do? He did what? No, I mean, right off the top of your head, you got Blues Brothers.
Yep.
Trading Places.
Yep.
What else?
IMDb-ing it.
American Werewolf in London.
In London. Oh,
Think
my God.
That,
oh, my man. God. He did a segment, a very famous segment of The Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah. That's where, when dude got his head chopped off.
Yeah. And
Twilight Zone, the
guy
movie.
And a little kid, yeah.
Yep.
In his segment.
Rest in peace. I'm going to drink to them real quick.
Yeah, right.
For my homies that ain't here.
Both of them are. Should I too? Okay.
Very important to recognize. So you got you did Thriller. Done.
You did do Thriller. That's
Done.
Right. That's it right there.
Done.
Drop the mic and walk away.
What else you got to do?
Yeah. I remember just loving the making of.
You can chill.
Yeah.
Thriller. That was awesome.
Yeah. I like that too. I do.
It helped me not be afraid anymore.
So here we are, number 15.
Wow.
It's podcast really? 15.
That's crazy.
And I have had bumps every step of the way, no doubt. I think I had the audio kind of figured out on this
good.
One.
It sounds
yeah,
good.
But yeah, 15.
Wow, it goes fast.
It does. Yeah. It does. Does that include the ones you had live at the movie theaters?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
crazy. I count every one.
They all count.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, you know, it's just one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Rome.
That's what Bill Murray said in
Rome.
In What About Bob? Baby steps.
Rome.
Rome?
That's right.
Just
wasn't
Rome.
Built in a day.
It wasn't built in a day. No,
yeah,
it wasn't.
It just says Rome.
I just say Rome. I break,
that's all you got to say.
I break it down. Yeah, so, you know, that's one of my favorite scenes. You can YouTube it, actually. You can YouTube it. YouTube, Do You Want to Funk? And you'll see the cowboy dancing in that famous scene where my man, I always want to say Reggie Hammond, but it's not Reggie Hammond. Billy Ray Valentine comes into money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Come into money. You ain't had money. You're going to throw a nice little party, nice
of
little
course.
Shindig.
Absolutely.
You
know?
Of course.
He showed off a little bit.
Yeah, he had women
never
dancing,
had it.
Nudity. I saw that in the movie theater, man.
Did you?
How old were
was
you?
That, was that like your first?
Baby.
Yeah, it was like a first like rated R type. And I saw titties. I went out my mind.
See,
I think my
boobies.
Mouth watered.
Yeah, see, that's what first time I saw boobies in a movie was.
I remember it all.
No, I remember.
First time
it was,
I saw
it was
boobies.
Office. It was Office Space. And I don't know if it was the first time
office
I saw
space
boobies.
Has titties?
It was just in he's watching TV and some chick's giving herself like a
side boob
breast exam.
Oh.
But it was the first time I saw it with parents sitting behind me.
Oh.
Felt the urge to whip around and be like, I didn't know.
So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's weird when you see nudity with your parents.
Yeah.
Not
stuff
cool.
like that. I saw
Starship Troopers did that to me too.
Yeah, there was nice titties in Starship Troopers.
Yeah, there was.
So
I wasn't even
going
to begin to pretend that I was going to look away or cover. That was too good.
Yeah, Trading Places had a young Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's right.
With some nice jugs, man. I still fantasize about her.
Her in her prime.
Man, she had body for days.
Yeah.
Her
you know
body
what I mean?
Is still, you know.
No, yeah, she
she's
is.
Held
you're
up
right.
nice.
Yeah.
She's been kind.
Yeah.
She's
True
the,
Lies.
She is, you know,
her
very
dance.
Firm about her position on also not altering herself.
Yeah.
Like she
oh, no plastic
no
surgery.
No plastic
surgery. No dye.
Botox.
No hair dye.
No hair dye. You're right. She's great. Like full gray already. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look bad, though.
Yeah. You know.
Hey, she still looks
I like
good.
Her in her heyday, though. I like that boy. I still think about her. I find it on YouTube or something every blue moon. Got to do it. Got to do it. What?
Can't,
you do it, too.
Can't let it go stale. Can't let it go stale.
Isn't there, there's a website, too. Isn't there MrSkin.com?
Skin?
Yeah. You can see all the
what
shots.
What is this? Hmm? What is this?
Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
What is this?
It's a website.
Should I look this up? What,
you should.
Elaborate.
You should,
obviously
you might have to.
I don't know this.
And you obviously don't listen to Howard Stern.
No.
Mr. Skin. Yeah. Just kind of takes out all the work out for you.
Yeah. So is any film that's ever showed skin.
Oh.
It'll be the nude shot.
Just gives you
specifically
the
clips. From every movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't been on that site in, I don't know, 24 hours, but
it's, jeez.
Yeah, no, it's where it's at. So, yeah, Landis. Remy, I mean, we could talk about Landis.
No,
we should probably
we're
do
missing, we're missing
Animal House.
Did he do Animal House?
Yes.
He did Animal House. Good Lord.
He did Three Amigos and Spies Like Us.
Three Amigos is still one of my...
He did Coming to America.
Yeah.
Come on, man. No.
Come
it doesn't
on,
get any better
man.
Than that. What is the stuff they're putting out there today? Hangover 1, Hangover 2, Hangover 3. Well,
three.
Let me retract that. Hangover 1
was
classic.
Classic.
They should have done a Trading Places and stopped there.
Yeah.
No?
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. He did do 3.
Terrible.
Yeah. One or two
terrible.
Were great. One or two were great.
Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible, crazy, knuckleheaded, terrible.
Terrible,
coming
terrible,
to
terrible.
America.
Who says that? Isn't that Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley.
Terrible.
Terrible. Crazy, knuckleheaded, terrible.
Terrible. Just terrible.
That's funny.
Just terrible.
Just a little knucklehead, terrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, Beverly Hills Cop 3, what are you going to do? They had a TV show supposed to come out, but that got canceled.
CBS didn't pick it up?
Yeah. How could you?
It had the guy from The Shield. It had The Shield
Sean
showrunner.
Ryan.
Yeah, Sean Ryan.
Sean Ryan's the joint, man. The Shield is one of my favorites.
The Shield started the network drama. I mean, other than The Wire, I don't know which one came
Ma'am,
first. But
The
Shield
Wire came first.
I don't know. All right, look at it. Look
I
at
think
the,
it did come first.
Look at it.
It's
I want to see dates. Pull it up.
Actually, that's a good... That's a That's a good point. I don't know. Shield, I feel like the Shield came first.
The Shield gave birth to everything that is on cable television.
Yeah.
Not HBO and stuff like that.
The Wire came first. 2002. The Shield is 2002 to 2008.
No, how was The Wire?
The Wire is before that.
And my,
but that was HBO. The Wire.
Yeah. Right. And you can do anything.
Same exact.
So you can do anything.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
2002, 2008.
But let me just make this point. The Shield opened up doors for everything, and it now gives the birth to Breaking Bad.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Breaking Bad.
Anything and everything.
Justified.
Yes, came from the success of The Shield.
Yeah.
Credit to Sean Ryan.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, I don't even know if we've talked about that. I think I maybe, you know, hit on the subject once or twice, but nothing, you know, we haven't done a full show on Sean Ryan and The Shield, but, you know.
It's fantastic.
Vic Mackey, I mean, you know, he's the cop you love to hate.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, great one. Why are we talking about that? What happened? Can't remember.
I can't either.
Huh? FX something. What's
talking about? Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills. Landis did three.
Oh yeah, passed on the pilot. Yeah, wow. They. You know,
Brandon T. Jackson was supposed to be.
Good save, Bailey.
Eddie needs to. Eddie Murphy needs to figure out and get a string of hits under his belt.
I know. It's
instead
been
of
bad.
These quick paydays.
It's been bad. I mean, he's supposed to be in a sequel to the movie Twins. With Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's supposed to be the triplet. Yeah.
What?
I swear.
Mm.
Interesting.
Arnold was just talking about it in an article. I don't understand that, man.
I mean, Eddie, he must have something on someone in Hollywood.
Why?
Because anything that he wants to get a green lighted.
Anything if he wants to light it up, they light it up.
They lit it.
Yeah.
Lit. They did it. Because I did it.
It's the truth.
They will do it.
Man, this is 1,000 words.
He's tripping.
You see that movie 1,000 words where he can only say 1,000 words before he died? It's like
that was not great.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's like a dream somebody has.
I don't even watch him.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I've never seen it.
I think I saw Norbit.
Yeah. I saw Norbit.
It was pretty fucking funny.
I saw Norbit.
It's bad, but it's
in the theater.
There's some funny ass parts.
Yeah, man. There is. I mean, he was comical.
He was on, I think, what was it, the '80s and nineties? He was on a hit after. I mean, Coming to America, Boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did a string of
really Beverly Hills good Cops one and two at least.
Then all of a sudden, no nothing. Nope. But I did watch the one with what's his name? He was in Tropic Thunder. What's the guy's name? Come on, man.
Brandon T. Jackson?
No.
Jack Black?
No.
Ben Stiller?
He did a film with Ben Stiller about they're taking money from some billionaire or something like that. What's the name of it?
Oh, yeah.
Worst movie reviewers ever in this table right now.
No.
You can't remember. You'd have to have notes.
Tower Heist.
Everything is improv here.
Yeah.
Tower Heist.
Can we let people know? Yeah.
You're on the riff,
No prep.
So you guys know, listening, we riff everything on here and everything's unedited.
Completely.
I got it. It's Tower Heist. Tower Heist.
Tower Heist is a shit.
Yay.
That's it. Got it. That was a Brett Ratner movie.
Go Bailey.
It wasn't bad.
I mean, I was bored.
I don't know. Maybe it was raining or sick. Something. I don't know.
You knew who else was good in that? Matthew Broderick was good in that movie.
Casey Affleck was good.
Yeah.
It was a good cast. It was decent people. I just never saw it. I wanted.
Oh,
to,
you never saw it?
No,
oh,
I
you should check it out. It's worth. It's
I
worth.
I thought
seeing.
I'd be entertained, but
yeah,
I, don't know.
I laughed out loud.
It just
a few times.
Fell off. It was in and out of theaters real quick. So.
It was. I think you can catch it like on HBO now, but
yeah, I think that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
That being said, I think Eddie Murphy needs to get it together.
I would love to see him in other stuff.
He was great, and he was his. I saw a lot of his classic self come out in Tower Heist, so hopefully he'll get it together a little bit.
Hopefully,
I don't even know if there's anything on the horizon.
I think he's bitter
for him.
Other bitter? Than, no, he's got I it just, made.
I mean, he's got a great. I just don't think he's.
Who knows?
Gotten necessarily the respect that he.
Yeah.
Deserves.
And maybe
so
he feels that way, and he doesn't.
All
put
I'm
that
saying
passion
is, he must have something.
You're right. There's something off.
Yeah,
something on. Because remember, he was riding around Hollywood at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. at transvestites and all those stories, his divorce.
Oh, that's right.
Anything that happens, of course, it makes the news, but it goes away pretty fast.
That was more interesting than any of the movies.
So we're trying to find conspiracy theories. Theorists. We are. How do you say it? Conspiracists.
Conspiracy theorists.
Conspiracists.
I can't speak today.
We are theorists.
I do not have a firm grasp.
Conspiracy theorists.
Theorists.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not. I don't have a grasp on the English language, folks.
Everyone's of course, a hard you guys time have today.
Figured that out. So it's not a big deal. I'm a buffoon, but I'm enjoying my Dos Equis.
Amber. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Amber's good. Yeah, Amber's real good.
Yeah, I saw her dance one night. I like Amber.
She's not bad,
she's
right?
Pretty hot. Pretty hot.
It's her stage name.
But he said he goes for the Greek salad.
I do, actually.
Do you?
Were you here for that? You weren't here for that podcast.
No.
Man, things get out of control when you're not here, Bailey. I think you need to be here more. It stays a little more sane when you're here.
Even just to supervise a little bit.
Yeah. Or you could just listen to the podcast.
That's
true. True. I've been away for a little bit.
There you go.
That's my fault.
I need you to subscribe. Did you at least subscribe?
Oh, be
I'm
a fan.
I'm a subscriber, of course. Good. Day one.
Yeah, really?
Day one.
So they're just downloaded and not listened to. They're just new.
No, I haven't listened to probably the last two.
All right. We won't put you on the spot. Glad you're back.
Good to be back.
The whole lot's been going on since you've been gone. Just running, trying to keep this thing going. Justin, hanging out with him. He's been a handful, growing like a weed. Why are you guys looking at me like I'm some sort
We're
of...
We're listening to
no,
you.
No, listen. Jesus yeah, no, this is Christ. This is good. I'm listening.
We're talking about what's been going on. We're listening.
Yeah, J-Bear, man. Whew.
J-Bear.
Yeah. He grew his hair out, and he...
really?
Yeah. Well, it's been out for a while.
I was going to say, it was pretty,
we got
pretty
it
long
cut.
Last time I saw.
We got it cut. Shaved it all off back to this. He was like, Dad, I want to get my hair cut all off.
It's
like,
hot.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, but the whole thing with him is women. See, there's always something behind
it's
it.
Always about
I know when
women.
I know when he
there's
got
be a
when
catalyst.
He grew it out, he was always in the mirror, and he's like, "Yeah, I think
I
you
look
know,
good.
I yeah, look good."
Yeah. And I kept telling him, right I was like, you know, my guy that would cut it, I was like, "Man, you look like one of the Gotti boys, you know, from Grown Up Gotti, tapered on the side.
That's
and,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a." Like a Japanese anime type fro or
it's,
something.
It's more like an arts and craft project.
Yeah.
Than anything
else. So I was like, "You're a Gotti boy." He's like, "Who's a Gotti?" He's like, "Google it." I was like, "That's your hair. You're them.
That's you.
You're the same skin tone. You're caramel complected. Same
so
hair."
Funny.
And so he kept it for a while, and then he recently he's like, "He got it cut off." So he had a serious fro. Dude cut into it, and all that hair started coming off, and all I could see was all skull. He was all face and cheek. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching him, man, and he is round as me. I think he's more round than me. And so poor kid, he catches a glimpse of himself in the mirror.
Oh.
And he's like, all right. I think that's what he said. He was like, oh.
Oh.
And he ran into the bathroom and he stayed in there for a little while. Then he comes out.
Oh, man.
And
he
silence,
just...
right? I'm like, you like your cut? You know, man, you got your cut. Yeah. I was like, let me get a cut.
Summer cut.
You know?
Just called a summer.
I was like, let me get a cut too. So I told my man, I was like, yeah, go ahead and hook me up. Same cut. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got the same haircut for like 10 years now, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah. I've had the same haircut for...
low maintenance, you know what I mean? We'll wear the same underwear for 10 years, I'm
yeah,
telling you.
Totally.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty...
That's not
men
true,
are,
is it?
It's good, it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's pretty... Well,
come
I mean,
on,
not 10 years, but I mean...
Don't you guys get new like underwear, boxers and briefs and socks
yeah,
and Christmas every year?
Like when you guys make us.
Throw out the other...
Yeah,
throw out the old.
I think the only time I get them is when they're forced upon me by gifts, mm-hmm, you know, birthday, Christmas.
Oh,
yeah, something
goodness,
like that. I don't know if I would necessarily do it for myself.
I try
but,
not
to. But somehow I end up with them, so...
You
I
need them, obviously.
Yeah.
You should not be using the same drawers, whatever you call them, for 10 years. Draws.
Right.
Boxers,
these
whatever.
10-year draws.
Underwear.
Yeah. So my man, we're sitting in the car, and he looks at me. He's quiet. He's like,
man.
He's
thinking.
Yeah.
Aww.
He's like, do you think they're going to laugh at me?
Oh, poor.
And I'm like, who? He's like, my friends when I go to school. And I look at him and I'm like, hell yeah, they're going to laugh at you.
No.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm laughing at you right now.
Ah, really?
I was like, your cheeks. I was
just
like,
gotta,
yeah.
Just got to desensitize it. That's
I
all.
Guess.
I got to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
They're going to laugh at him. What do you mean? They're going to laugh at you. They're going to laugh really hard. And I say, chances are they're going to smack you in the back of the head. They're going to call you cue ball. I was like, Jay.
Oh my God, you're giving him nicknames.
I was like, they're going to call you.
Giving them ideas. Call him this.
Yeah. I was like, they're going to call you Kojak. And he's like, who's Kojak? And I was like, yeah, maybe they won't call you Kojak. It's a little dated reference there. So I had to explain to him who Kojak was. You know who Kojak is?
I know who Kojak is.
All right, see. Kojak was played by, he was a detective. Was he a detective or a cop? I think he was a detective cop.
He was a detective, yeah.
Yeah, he was a detective cop. Well, I guess it's the same thing. It's redundant. Right?
Yeah, I
he's
guess so.
He's a detective cop.
He's a detective cop.
Blah, 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 blah,
he's a cop.
Blah.
This is very clear. Okay.
He's a cop who sidelined as a detective.
Yeah, he was a detective in the 70s.
Maybe.
He
had an investigator.
Maybe he had three jobs.
Yeah.
Did he wear a trench coat?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I was
investigator. Detective investigator.
Always had a trench coat on.
A cop is not, yeah.
And he had a bald head. And you have to understand, in the 70s, late 70s, mid 70s, late 70s, bald heads were not in fashion, especially on white men.
Oh, they are now for sure.
Yeah, but back then, so he was the only person. So if you ever got a clean cut, I'd say from the 70s, 80s, probably early 90s.
Oh, they would call you Kojak.
Call you Kojak. What's up, Kojak? And Kojak was famous because he always liked sucking on a...
Did he have a big nose?
He always, Telly Savalas.
I know who that is.
Telly Savalas.
I know who that is.
He's the shit.
Is he still around?
What was he in? What movies? Wasn't he? Was he in a Michael Myers movie, or was he in a Bond? He was in a Bond.
He was in a Bond. No, there's a guy that looks like him that's in a Michael Myers movie. It's not the same guy.
No, he was in a Bond. He played one of the.
He was a villain.
Enemy, villains.
Yeah,
that was played by like three or four different people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
he's been in a lot of stuff.
Oh, Telly Savalas is the shit.
Yeah, he's an old actor.
Was he in the Dirty Dozen too? Dirty Dozen.
It's very possible.
Yep.
Yeah. Was he really? Look at you.
You ever see The Dirty Dozen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want to see Inglourious Bastards, man. You see in The Dirty Dozen.
That's a good point.
Dirty Dozen's a real deal. Jim Brown.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Man, we rooted for him. I ain't lying, man. His only brother back in the day. There weren't many bald heads on white men. And there weren't many brothers in feature films. It was few and far between. Unless, just few and far. Any of them we rooted for. We had to root for him. Even James Bond movies when there was a brother in there. Had to root for him. Why am I talking about the brothers? Anyway,
Live and Let Die. What was that guy in Live and Let Die? God, he was pretty serious.
Keeps going and
Katanga.
Yeah,
the villain.
Yeah,
I still rooted for him.
Katanga.
I had to root for him.
You know and mean? Baron Yosemite.
Mr. Biggs.
He was in Voodoo. Twilight Zone too.
Who was?
Oh, the Voodoo dude.
Yeah,
he was also the 7-Up guy.
Baron Sam.
Remember? He got the 7-Up commercials for a long time.
Oh, that's right. Really long time.
Yeah. It's old. I'm surprised you know this stuff.
Yeah, I do.
You know
absolutely.
Your history.
Yeah.
Know your history, Bailey Fink. So I told Jay I was like they won't call you Kojak but they're gonna break it down to you so he shaved it he's good took a couple of days I was like best thing you can do
was this
when they
weekend?
Do make fun of you you hit it back with another joke about yourself
yeah
you know what I mean it's like what I always do I always say I'm round and I make like a circular motion with my hand. People laugh at it, and they know that I can laugh at myself.
Can't let them know it bothers you.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you do, they won't. They're relentless.
Yep.
They won't stop.
It's funny. I've had the same haircut pretty much my whole life too. But
looking like Bobby Kennedy.
I remember every time I thought it was kind of an iffy haircut, being like, "Oh, let me pay my bill."
He goes up there and says, "Give me the Matt Damon."
Yeah, give me the Matt Damon. Give me the usual. I don't even say that. Just give me the usual.
That's right. They know you.
They know me.
They know it.
They know
how it's.
Give me the candelabra,
mess
please.
Up. Have they ever messed up?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I got messed up.
One guy gave me a flat top one time. Didn't know what it was.
You got a picture?
He goes, "You ready for
a
flat top?"
See this.
And I was like, "Yeah, I'm ready for a flat top."
You agreed then?
Oh yeah. Well, I didn't know what it was.
Oh,
and my mom
man.
Was like, she's like, "I'm gonna go shopping." I was like, "Yeah, I can make my own decisions. Give me that flat top."
Yeah, I had a guy one time. He messed my hair up. I was dating this chick, and she was flying in or something. It was like, man, it was a long time ago. I was living up in Maryland. And it was like one of those things where you just got to get a clean cut because everything was, at that
everything
time.
Mattered.
Everything mattered. So
yes.
I went in, I was like, my regular barber wasn't there. And I'm thinking, and I'm looking, I'm looking at the barbers. And I'm trying to size them up. Like, damn it. How am I going to pull this off, man? I got to get a cut. I got to look right. A lot of pressure we put on ourselves.
It's
so
true.
I picked this one dude. He put me in a chair or whatever. I told him what to do, specifically how much to take off. I was like, yeah, just taper the sides,
do
bring it
listen?
Down a little bit. He didn't listen, man. And so I just kind of, I didn't nod off, but I just kind of, usually I just close my eyes and hope for the best.
Ooh,
and,
dangerous.
No place like home.
Yeah,
no
I was just like,
home.
You can't mess it up.
Watch.
I told him not to fade it. I told him to taper. Taper means it just goes up. Doesn't even go up to the ear. It's just right there.
Yeah.
What does he do? He gives me a marine cut. That's what I got. He shaves all the way up.
That's what I got.
Head. And I look like a Marine.
Yes, I looked in the mirror.
Probably the only cut they know how to do, and they do it to everybody.
I just said they just get on autopilot.
That's the problem.
I looked in the mirror, and I almost shit, I couldn't even see straight. My eyes were shaking, and I was so mad. And I was like, I'm going home, and I'm going to get my pistol, and I'm going to come back and shoot him in his face seven times.
I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to murder this guy over and over again. I'm going to the joint. I was prepared to go to the joint.
For a haircut.
I was prepaid to go to the joint for this. I was like,
Sir, I'm representing myself for wrongful haircut.
For the woman, I was prepared because that's what I'm not so much the haircut. It's the fact that the woman that's coming is going to see this.
And there's nothing
haircut.
Else that can be done.
It's just mortifying.
At this moment.
The end of the world.
Oh, I'm just out of breath just thinking about it now because it was just
traumatizing.
It really was, man.
Sounds like it.
No, that's how mine was too.
I just knew when I went to school. You were so vain. This is all about vanity, guys.
When there's women involved, the stakes are raised. And so, but you know, everything worked out. She's like, yeah, I didn't even notice the haircut.
See?
You look great.
Freaking out for nothing.
There you go.
She burned me in other ways, but that's a whole other story.
See, I didn't even have a girl. I was just. God, I just look weird.
Really?
I don't know myself. Who are you?
I'm like that every day I wake up, man.
I gotta warm up.
I'm like, where'd I go?
I feel like hugging you both.
Where'd I go wrong?
I'm gonna hug you guys later. It's like that picture I told you, I showed you. You know, like, did you see me cheesing in that picture when I was a kid?
I love that.
That was the last time.
I've ever been so happy. That was the peak.
Yep, that was it.
That was the peak.
So everything else was downhill. I've never been able to recover. I spent a lifetime trying.
If you could replicate that day.
Mm-hmm. Having trouble speaking.
If I could put that energy and that happiness into a bottle, I'd be a billionaire. Or at least a thousandaire. I don't know. And what else, Jay? My man. It's funny, man, with the kids. He has a crush on this girl. We were at the movies the other day.
Uh-oh.
We went to go see M. Night Shyamalan's After Earth. Uh-huh. So we're in line.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I want to hear.
All right, so we're in line, right? And we got our tickets and stuff, and we're in there, and some of his friends come up. We're sitting there, and it's this girl, and he's like, oh, yeah, he had a friend.
He had a date.
No, they didn't meet him there. He just happened to be in the same place at the same time. So he's like, you know, I've seen this girl before because they've had interactions.
With Facebook, I don't think anything's coincidence anymore.
Yeah.
No, Jay's not on Facebook. He's not on Facebook. Sorry.
Lovely.
Whoa.
It's the beer.
Got some frogs up in here.
I had to do it, man. Sorry, guys. I'm a
probably
pig.
Probably feel a lot better now.
I am a pig. Make no mistake about it. Anything that I've ever sold you on, don't believe it. All right? That's right. I do it all. Don't think otherwise.
Oh my goodness. Moving on.
No, so anyway, Justin is he's into this chick, right? And she's nice. Like I've seen her. I mean, you know, not nice, like I'm not checking her out or anything.
You're like, you know what?
She's nice, you know. She's cool.
She looked at Justin and just said, "Damn."
She's a nice little young girl. No, but you know, she's like I've seen her cuz I go to my son's school sometimes. I used to anyway. I don't have much time these days, but for lunch and I see all the girls going on, and he's, you know, he's got a good rapport. He's a good kid. So.
Yeah, he is.
I've seen this little, I can't really say relationship, this friendship, and he saw her at the movie theater. I could see his eyes, and I'm like, oh yeah, there you go. Oh, boy, there you go.
Pay attention to the movie.
So what do I do? I do a beeliner and walk over to her.
Of course.
Like, hey, and she's like, nice. She's like, hey. And I'm like, what are you guys seeing? And they're going to go see some cartoony movie. And, you know, we're going to go see some, you know, After Earth. And Justin's kind of like excited or whatever. He's like punching me and stuff like that. Shut up. Don't say anything.
Stop, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, please.
And he's like, yeah, I've had a crush on her for so long. Aww. I'm like, really?
At least he can tell you that, man. I would have never said that. Ever.
Yeah, the fact that he could even admit that to you.
I would have never
really
told
cool.
my parents that. Ever.
And I'm
he
like,
trusts you.
And
you
I'm like,
I think I made up
I would
girlfriends.
Never tell my parents either.
Well, yeah. let me finish the story.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah,
go
okay.
On.
Yeah.
Let me finish the story. You may not trust me after what I say.
Uh-oh.
So he's like, He's like, yeah, I've had a crush on her for so long. I'm like, yeah, how long? Oh, 3 years. 3 years, man. Well, you can't keep something like that bottled up inside of you. You need to go tell her. Yeah. Go over there and tell her, man. What's wrong with you?
Three years.
You got to man up. Well, he told me about her one time before. He said he didn't make a move or say anything to her because it was one of his best buddies liked her, and he didn't want.
That's what I'm saying. He's that is a solid. I remember that. It's the same girl.
That is a solid guy right there.
Yeah, he didn't, you know.
Yeah. He's being true. Yeah. Being true to his friends. Yeah, yeah. Good for him.
He's a great
before.
Hey.
No, I won't say that about the young lady. But yeah, it's kind of cute.
That's adorable. Bros before young, classy ladies.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it is nice. It is really nice. And so we're talking, and I'm like, yeah, you need to get that. I was like, why don't you just, write her a note? I was like, you guys write notes? No, we don't.
Not anymore.
I was like, why don't you draw her something, create something, write something, make something, and give it to her? That could be kind of risky and weird. And I'm like, So I'm like,
I'm thinking nowadays.
Yeah. It's a little different. So I'm trying to come at him with different stuff. And so we're just talking about, this
and that.
What do
kids do, these days?
They do these ridiculously long chain, I think they're email or text messages.
And like group messages?
There are 1,000 messages. I've seen it on his phone. I'm like, why is your phone blowing up like that? And he's like, oh, it's some group message from this girl at school. And it's just endless conversation amongst a ton of people. I've never seen the phone move that fast.
Yeah, my cousins are the same way.
That's
little
a weird
cousins.
Style.
Yeah, so I have a cousin that's like same age as Justin.
Same
thing.
So your phone can't even keep up with
you
that.
You should see it blow up. I've never seen it. It's like
I'm on one group message, and it has messed up my software on my phone.
I can't even stand one group message.
I don't even know what it is, but... I told him, I was like, well, why don't you get her number? And he's like, I have her number. I was like, really? She gave you her number? He goes, no.
Part of the group message. I got it from somebody else.
Yeah, he got it
from the group message.
That's right.
Some other girl.
There's a number in here I have, and I don't know who it is.
Who is this?
Who is that? Yeah.
Yeah, some other girl, I guess he knows, gave him the number. And I was like, what you don't want to do is call her up because she didn't give you the number, and that's going to get me, raise an eyebrow.
They don't even call anymore. It's all about texting.
Yes, I know. Let me get to that. Okay. Let me get to that.
Old school.
So I'm like, well, what you can do is ask her for a number. That way it's going to show you have interest. I was like, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you got to show interest. And he was like, well, what if she says no? If she says no, move on. Life is done. Done deal. Over forever? And I'm like, done deal, man. You got to move on. You can't,
But he's liked her for 3 years.
So. I know. What a concept at that age.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
Yeah, over. No, he doesn't.
He has to go to school and see her the next day. What do you mean over?
Hey, man, you got to move on. You can't, And I was like,
guys have
he's
to
like,
be,
well,
like, prepared for that.
So I told him, if she says no, Jay, I was like, look at her, laugh, and say, I got your number anyway, and I'm still going to call.
He's like, really? Creepy.
That's what he said.
That's super creepy.
That's what he said. He goes, like, well, that could be kind of creepy.
He's right.
I was like,
he's a wise little man.
See, I don't know. I think that's great.
He's wise.
You're persistent.
Yeah,
you know, man. But persistent. I told him
at that age it might work.
Yeah, no, I told him not to do it. I was like, ask her.
Yeah,
maybe
they don't know.
Send text messages, and you can, you guys can talk, and see what happens.
But they need to have their own group.
Yeah, they have to have their one-on-one time.
Yeah,
one-on-one
time.
Yeah,
one-on-one time is important.
Establish that connection.
Yeah,
we went in to see the movie, and there's a part in the movie, and we'll talk about the movie later at some point. But there's a part in the movie they have these. They have these big, I don't know what they're like, man-eating animals that kill humans. And they find you. They're blind. And they find you by they can smell your sweat from fear. And that's how they find you. So at the end of the movie...
There's nothing you can do about that.
No. At the end of the movie, I was like, you know how those animals find you? Because they can smell fear. I was like, women are the same way.
I was
going
to say, it sounds like an ex-wife or something like that.
He was like, really?
Oh,
he was like,
he's going to wear so much cologne.
He was like, really? All of them are like
that?
Give
me some Drakkar Noir.
Yeah. He's going to dress so light. So as to
Under Armour. Dad, can you give me some Under Armour?
As to not perspire.
No, see, quite the opposite is what I was teaching them. Don't show fear.
Oh, I
like
it.
Don't show fear.
I like it.
Don't sweat.
Yeah, don't.
You can't.
Be
control
you.
That.
Be, no, that's what
be
I told
you.
Him. I was like, be who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Be nice. Develop a rapport. And I was like, make them laugh. I was like, they love to laugh. And I was like, but if you show weakness, if you show fear, I was like, those women will eat you alive, just like in the movie. He's like, oh. Yeah. That really sunk in. What am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? It's true.
It's a true lesson. And yeah, the fact that you can tie it in like that.
It's true.
I like it.
So that's what we got out of After Earth. Everybody else is killing After Earth on the on Twitter and on the, what is it, internet? On that there internet that, thing
the,
they
the
have.
Internets. On that the interweb. World Wide Web.
Yes. My heart's racing. All right. Yeah, so it's getting beaten up. Directed by M. Night Shyamalan. I think he did a rewrite of it as well.
Yeah.
And added his own little touch and spin on it. And it's getting chewed up and spit out for a lot of different reasons. M. Night Shyamalan, let me just go off and say this, and I've said it once, I'll say it before, you may get it, I'm sure you'll get it, you may not get it, Bailey, but M. Night Shyamalan basically is the Pinotage of the film world. It's one of the
he's that a love wine? It or you hate it.
Is that a wine
yes.
thing?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's a wine thing.
It's
very
a real 50-50 thing.
Very complex, very earthy, yeah. very spicy wine that
non-traditional.
That, yes. Yeah, most people in the mainstream don't like. Yeah. Can't understand.
Can't appreciate.
It. Yeah. Yeah. And that's how M. Night Shyamalan is in my eyes. He paints a picture.
That's interesting. It's a very interesting comparison.
He paints a picture that's basically, it's there. It's the most simple story.
Yeah.
And he uses the CGI and the effects.
The effects look fantastic.
And stuff like that as a backdrop. I think that we are, as a society, we've been groomed. This is just me thinking. We've been groomed to get everything up front.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No more is the magic what's behind the curtains. We know what's behind it. We want to know. We want to see the explosions.
We can't take it if we don't know.
Oh, my God. We have to get everything right up front, whether it's in the movies, whether it's in the retail stores, whether it's just life in general. We demand and we expect this stuff. Shyamalan doesn't play by those rules.
No, he doesn't.
It's true.
He does not.
I like it.
Yeah.
He still has a big reveal.
He does that, but he takes his time. And he points things out to you throughout the film. You actually have to pick the book up and turn the page.
He goes at his own pace. Which
yes, and this
doesn't read itself to you.
People don't. They don't want to.
No,
no one wants to.
No, because it's all about everything
instant gratification.
You know? Yeah,
and I can't blame them because, like I said, we've been groomed that way over the past decade.
We totally have. That's the problem.
And if you look at, I need to pull up his IMDb so I can see.
I mean, that's how sequels come about. It's like people love the first movie. Oh, give me another one right away.
Yeah.
Even if you have zero time and effort put into it, it's
what's his. I mean, what are the films that he's done? He
started Signs.
Out, he started out with
Signs.
Well, no, yeah. He started out with The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense.
I
right?
loved them.
Yeah,
and
Sixth
if you
Sense
look at
amazing.
If you look at all his films, they basically have
a
very similar theme of some sort. Yeah. I mean, this one, After Earth,
they have
is
a similar feel too. Mm-hmm. There's just like
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. He was ahead of. He was so far. Ahead of the comic book and superhero
people
theme.
Are still talking
I loved
about
Unbreakable, and I'm not even into comics that
yeah,
much.
People
and
are still talking about Unbreakable.
That film, so
yeah. In that way of
that
being
means a lot to me.
So ahead
and it was well received.
It was.
I don't think it was a toast to the town, but it was well received.
It was.
Because no one knew then.
Yeah.
The Hollywood hacks, the executives, they had no idea of the what was to come
the
as far as the
out of it. Yeah.
Superhero genre.
Yeah.
They had no idea.
Nope.
Okay, I say the same thing about everything that he's doing now. He's genius, and his genius will not be recognized until, I don't know, sometime later on down the road. It's just people
is he going to have to go more mainstream in order for it to happen?
I hope he doesn't. I think he hopes.
But
he
I think
stays.
That's what this attempt was for him to go mainstream because
I think,
it's not
and
something.
The Last Airbender was also an attempt,
yeah,
I think, as
too.
Well.
Yeah, and that was
happening.
I never saw that, but I know it was.
That
a more
was what it was,
thing.
Man.
Yeah, the
I have a whole theory about sometimes when you have children and these filmmakers children and stuff.
Oh yeah, Robert Rodriguez is a living embodiment.
Yeah, they
of that.
Soften up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. All these,
you know what I mean?
All these,
yeah,
making it for the kids. Yeah,
yeah. It's,
yeah,
it's a little
warm. Hot outside.
Yeah.
And we're drinking.
You know what though? Sixth Sense and Signs, I think,
great
are fantastic. Fantastic.
Love them.
Just solid examples of how film should be, both of them.
Yeah.
To casting, to writing, everything. They're
I
fantastic.
I like The Village, too.
Oh, you know, I never saw The Village. I never saw The Village because somebody told me the ending before I even went into it.
That's crap. I hate people do that.
Yeah. Well, this one tells a story about a father and son's relationship, and it's that's another thing I think people are hard on because they have a hard on for Will Smith and his success,
yeah,
and what he stands and his beliefs,
yeah,
and almost to the point where when someone is positive, when someone is structured, when someone is doing right, you know, by their family or by their children, yeah, that seems foreign now.
Yeah,
which is kind of bizarre.
It is,
or
bizarre.
They try to point the finger at. I don't know if he's involved with the Scientology religion or not. I don't know. I've heard he is.
But who knows?
Who gives a shit? Yeah. I mean, look at all them.
He could be friends with Tom Cruise, and people would say that he's been doing Scientology for years. That's how it is.
I don't see Scientologists blowing up buildings. I don't see Scientologists, enslaving a country, enslaving a land. I don't see Scientologists, taking people to the ovens. I don't see Scientologists, running around, killing a group of people, Native Americans, and then, then taking their land from them. You know, I could get really political on this.
No, it's the truth,
though. I don't see Scientologists doing this.
It's just a way of life. It's a way of life. And, I mean, you only really heard about it when Tom Cruise started talking about it. You know what I mean?
Now, I got into a back and forth. I don't know everything about Scientology.
Okay? Yeah,
where their money goes, what they support, you know, this side or the other. But anything. Heinz, you know, ketchup, Hostess. Budweiser for years, the Budweiser family, I mean, they ran illegal, liquor and stuff like that, during Prohibition. Just about any corporation is doing something.
If you look,
I mean, the sheets you sleep on, what are you going to do? Boycott that?
Yeah.
Need sheets.
I think we as a society need someone to point a finger at and say, there they are.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think Will Smith. That's true.
Yeah.
Can you judge that?
I don't think
people love to judge.
Especially celebrities. You don't even know these people, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what the media portrays.
Exactly.
And it's like, relax.
Exactly.
You know?
And that kind of brings up the point
Stop,
you were saying.
Like, feeding into it.
Exactly.
Don't watch this stuff blindly. Like, be a little bit critical about what you watch. You know, think about what you're watching.
Exactly. And what do you think about? I mean, people totally were like, oh, Will Smith and his son starring together. It's ridiculous. But how was
good for them?
How many families have done it? The Bridges.
Oh, totally.
I mean, how many? We can go. I can't really think off the cuff right now. How
Wilson's,
many families?
But I'm the Bridges.
We can look it up. How many families?
Barrymore's the
have done it. So why is
Downey
this
Jr.
family so different?
Yeah.
Why?
And I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, what do I think of his performance? I thought it was a great performance. There are some things in it that. Maybe it's because I went into it and there were so many distractions and my mind was focusing on it. But once I relaxed my mind and watched it and watched the father and son relationship, the kid has chops. You know, he can deliver. He has a good look. He's got great screen presence.
I thought he had chops before this movie. Even.
He did great in Karate Kid.
Karate Kid and Pursuit of Happiness, even.
Yeah.
I mean,
Pursuit of Happiness was, their relationship was really, touched by that.
They got chemistry. Why wouldn't you do it? You know?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's your son, okay?
Yeah.
It's your heir. I mean, you're gonna pass something on. He has a lot of, I think he has, a couple few children.
Yeah.
And each one has something that they're interested in. And,
as
parents, they're very supportive.
Yeah, why? What's wrong with that?
And they're a resource. Will Smith.
They're going to teach them. This is one to teach.
Will Smith is a great resource to have as a parent. And obviously, I'm sure
they want to do it. Cater to it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Help them out as much as you can, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they have a rapport with their parents where I'm sure that they've talked about this over the years. And... you know, just like any parent when you take your child and you put him into an environment, you want to make sure it's the best and the safest environment for them. Now, I'm sure Will Smith has told him, the ups and downs and has prepared him for this.
And there's
a backlash because the things that are being said online, you don't have to give him a break. I mean, they're millionaires, 10 times over, I don't think that. this is going to hurt his career.
No, it's not.
You know, I think when you look back and you look at the film, I mean, the film has several themes that run throughout the 2 hours. You know, one of them is the relationship between the father and son. And, you know, this other little, you know, how Shyamalan likes to spoon feed you and show you this or that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the whole destruction of Earth theme that goes throughout the film, after Earth, you know, why did Earth collapse? I mean, it's basically what's going on now, you know?
Yeah.
We're using up the resources.
Yeah.
We don't care. We just want everything right now.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Moby Dick theme throughout the film.
Yep.
You know, how we, you know, it was the norm at one time for us to hunt and kill whales. Okay? This was the norm.
Yeah.
Okay. And what happened?
Yeah.
You know, nature will reject if you do things to harm it. The same thing with The Happening. Everybody panned The Happening.
Oh, man.
Oh, The Happening, blah, 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 blah,
panned,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that film for that same fact. Nature's rejecting what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
It's
Signs wasn't well received.
No.
I love Signs. To this day.
Signs, a film about...
I love that.
What was it?
It was a family. It was not only...
It wasn't Signs. People thought it was... This is how dumb people are. Moronic. That people are.
Morons.
Is that a word? Moronic.
Moronic.
Yeah.
Moronic people are. They see signs, and that's the trap. Signs. UFOs. So people want to see invasion UFO.
Yeah,
they
want to
see
people were
that.
So pissed off when you're like, we didn't even hardly see the aliens. It's like, that's not what it's about.
The signs.
About a family.
These were the signs about his faith.
Yes.
His fractured faith.
Yes.
Because of how devastated he was. The priest was. Was he a priest? Father?
He was.
Priest, right?
Yep.
Mel Gibson played a priest that after his wife was killed in a car accident by his neighbor,
his fractured. Faith was shaken.
His faith was challenged.
Challenged, yes.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, he all but gave up. And there were signs throughout the film. That's what it was about.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
People didn't watch it that way, though.
No, and that's what you're...
And that's just it. They don't know how to look at it. It's like
people don't think when they watch stuff anymore. They're just like, duh, I'm going to watch.
Man. It's like going to a art museum and looking at, was it Jackson Pollock? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Jackson Pollock, yeah.
Yeah, and you look at it and you're just like, what? He just splattered paint. And you walk out.
Yep.
Moron.
Yep.
Okay? It's like, you know, looking at...
I'm not trying to sound all snobby, you know, like, oh, you need to look at it all, like, blah, blah, and all intellectual,
well,
and like, you know, but...
I think at some point you have to, and I think at some point, you know, you...
It's not just, don't look at it at face value. It's a little deeper than that.
If the products we're putting out there, if the products we are putting out there are dumbing down, you know, the film industry, dumbing down the audience so they don't recognize what's in front of you... then, you know, I think you should sound snobby. I mean, we're in the minority.
Yes.
And you two haven't seen the film.
No.
But you like...
And I will, though.
But you like the same films.
Yes.
Now...
Well-crafted movies. And
now, yes, you do have to be able to relax your mind. You have to relax your mind...
But that's the point
when
of
you go
a movie.
Into any film. I mean, you take The Last Star Trek, okay? Bailey, you're a big fan of The Last Star Trek.
I am.
But The Last Star Trek embodies everything we're talking about. It's giving you everything right there. The explosions, the asteroids, the everything you could possibly want.
The gratuitous lingerie shot.
It's everything right there. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. But
it's a blockbuster.
What happens is other things suffer where you could take the time. And this is what I was saying, the missed opportunity. If they would have taken the time and focused in on more story and more character development, we would have saw a Khan that... No one could have ever touched. It would have been as big as Heath Ledger's Joker. You know what I mean? You'd have walked out of that film saying, this cannot be topped. Now what do we have? We have a really very good action film.
Yes.
Okay?
And I think if they would have fleshed out Khan's character in that movie, you're right. It could have been a lot more menacing and it could have been a lot deeper. Heavy on the action.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with After Earth. He spent all the time on the story, on those characters. You know, the father and son struggle for bonding and connecting their distance between each other.
It's not a very good relationship to start, right?
No. Yeah. Well, it's just he the father was always gone in the field of battle.
Right. So they don't know each other that well. No. Yeah. Okay.
So, and it's a coming of age film.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to spend
in a backdrop of this?
Yeah, but who wants to spend time in that? Who wants to waste their time and sit there and actually be patient and watch it unfold?
It's not a waste of time.
The majority of the people don't, and this is why it's being ill received. It's just
too bad.
Yeah, it's a loss.
I like that you put it that way, though, because I mean, I'm definitely going to see it, and I feel like we're on the same page. But I can see what you're saying, and I can see where the majority would think otherwise. Like, is there action right off the bat in that movie?
No.
Right.
I mean, there's an opening. The opening scene, it's a flashback. It shows
the destruction.
It doesn't.
Any destruction?
It doesn't. Like. That's the stuff you see, the stuff that you see, very well crafted trailer, where you see the volcanoes and you see the big bird and him jumping off the cliff and all that stuff. But it's nothing like the trailers. But that's what people want. They want the trailer.
I know.
They want the trailer.
Yep.
And most films are giving you the trailer. Fast and the Furious, the new one. They give you everything that's in that trailer, and they draw it out for 2 hours, which, by the way, was a really great movie.
Yes.
But was it?
It was fun.
It was.
It's a fun ride.
It's a blockbuster. It's a summer movie. Hangover 3 gives you the trailer, and to be honest, I would have rather seen the trailer for free than pay money to see the movie.
Yeah, so, I mean, what you're getting are watered-down products.
I'm not surprised at all.
I wouldn't waste
a dime on that. No offense. I'm not trying to be like hating on it, but
I would tell you not to waste a dime on it because it was. I have a very hard time not liking movies or finding some sort of redeeming quality out of a movie.
Know this
right?
About
right?
Bailey.
Okay. This is my thing. I try to find
negativity about the film.
Yeah, I try to find at least a few redeeming qualities about this, and
mm-hmm. none.
Every critic across the board has said it's a horrible film.
This
goes back to what I was saying about how Hollywood, basically what Hollywood wants to do, it is show business, and you do need to make money. But at the same time, they're not putting out a quality product.
Yeah, you're not going
to
make money if it's crap.
Okay, you had the classic from the first one. You could have stopped there. It's kind of like Old School. Don't make another Old School.
Yeah.
Okay?
They talked about it. I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, don't make another Old School. Unless, I always like the characters. I always like to see another movie. I'm a sucker for sequels.
Me too.
And trilogies and
Me
all
too.
That.
You're hoping there's that hope, but it never. It's very rare that it actually delivers.
Yes. Yeah, there's the hope that it'll happen, and then there's the hope that it will live up to it.
It's very, very few.
Yeah.
And you know, that's basically what the executives are trying to do. They're trying to win the box office, win the bragging rights for the week. Listen to me, for the weekend. They want to win the weekend or the holiday three-day weekend. Yeah. You're not talking about a film
just because like,
it's not like they want it to last in the theater. They just want it to make the most that first weekend when it comes out compared to that other movie
that they
they're
can use
comparing
in the future.
Themselves
now,
to.
Yeah.
But now, what does that say about the product? What does that say?
They don't
say?
Care about it.
So
that's not what it's about.
That's where American cinema is going. This is where Brandon would be cool to have in here.
Yeah, he would definitely
culture
be.
And where is he?
He's with his family.
Oh.
He's got some stuff going on.
Okay.
Back to After Earth though. It's everything that we just talked about. Whether it's us pointing the finger at a man that's raising his son, and not only that, he's at an age now. He's still a young man, Will Smith. He could still knock out a dozen action films, and you know, for a long time he was ruling July weekend, fourth weekend
for like a decade.
Yeah, I mean he can still do it, you know, by Hollywood standards. But he wants to pass something on. What's wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that?
Really?
I say no.
No, I don't think so. I kind of commend him on it, to be honest.
The film itself, you know, I can't wait, you know, for you guys to see it so we can share notes. You can go on Rotten Tomatoes and you'll see, you know, one review after another review after another review.
Just terrible.
I think last time I looked, it was like 14%.
It was 14, yeah.
Ouch.
On Rotten
Tomatoes. It was 14%, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
But they're missing the picture.
Yeah.
the picture isn't the explosions, the CGI. The picture is all the story. Now, maybe they're saying, Jaden can't act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I also think there's some preconceived notions about Shyamalan before they even go into it, too. I really do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that sucks, too.
They just hate on him because they want to hate on him. He's just been hating on, so I got to hate on him, too.
They say he's washed out.
No matter what, just because it's his.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
I don't get
it. So there's a guy, I was searching reviews, and I was just looking, just surfing the web. And his name, I know I'm going to tear this name up. His name is Matt Zoller Zetz? Z-E-I-T-Z. Let's see if you can pronounce his name.
Zietz?
Zietz. Yes, Matt Zietz. I'm going to leave out his middle name. Anyway, I looked at his reviews. He's writing for the same... He's on Roger Ebert's website and writes for the same... I think the Chicago... Is it Chicago...
Tribune?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe that's...
Or Chicago Sun?
God, I can't pull it up. The internet's not really fast here. So I'm sure I'll be connected at some point. But if you go to Roger Ebert's website, you'll see the review for After Earth. And he writes a very good review.
I got to read it.
Yeah, I posted it on my page, on my Facebook page, so it's there. But just go to RogerEbert.com and you'll see his review and his other reviews of Star Trek and other films. And for a while, you know, since Roger Ebert passed, I was looking for someone that I could kind of, use to help me gauge. I don't really read a lot of reviews, but I do like to. I would use Roger.
Man, he was the only one that mattered to me.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked at Matt's some of his write ups, and he's very spot on. I'm gonna keep a close eye on him. And,
I'll have to check it out.
But he's catching holy hell because he wrote that review.
Yeah.
And him and I became friends on Facebook last night, and he sent me. We were going back and forth on private messages. About some of the films I like and stuff like that. Really nice. Seems to be a nice guy. And another good example how, you know, the one of the things that I love about what's good about social media is connecting with other individuals.
Like-minded individuals, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what he said.
Yeah.
He saw my write-up that I wrote up on my page about him and the kind words.
Chat.
Yeah, and so we kind of talked and we exchanged some movie quotes from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He had you there.
So, he sent me a little message about how he's taking some heat on Facebook about his review because he's one in a million.
He likes it. He's like, it's a lovely surprise.
Yes.
That's the first line.
It is.
I like that. I like that.
One in a million, okay, that's standing up for this film. Now, yes. If you go into it, and there's no sense in me saying it again. If you go into it and you're thinking you want the action, the explosions, you know, the tigers that eat you up and all this stuff, it's not. There's a lot. It's a slow pace. It's a marathon. And it's a marathon for the bond and the love between the father and son. I mean, it
takes time for that to happen sometimes.
It's almost like people
don't
even...
You know what I mean? It's more realistic that way, though.
Matt,
it happens one day to the other.
Yeah, Matt, he gets it. He gets it. And, just based on his other reviews, I like what I'm reading. And I look forward to following him and seeing what the future holds.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, that's good.
But the same thing happened in The Great Gatsby, okay? I saw The Great
Another one I haven't seen yet.
I saw Gatsby, and same thing.
Movies.
Same thing. It's very slow-paced, okay? People ask me, how is it like the book? How am I supposed to know, okay?
Yeah.
What do I read? Do I look like I read?
So
I
think it was required. The novel.
I have read the novel.
Oh,
actually.
Good! Look at you.
But
I
read it too.
Why are you trying to pretend like you didn't? Then
but
it was forced upon me. I read it, but it was
school?
Like at school.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I read it. I read it in school.
I can
too.
Still picture Weak. The cover.
I don't think it was forced upon me, but it was a favorite book of mine. But I've never reread it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I've never reread it.
I enjoyed it
as an adult because you're everything. You know,
it's different.
Yes,
it's weird.
The way you see things would be different. But the film itself, doesn't matter what film you go to, doesn't matter what book you get into, someone else is going to see things completely different than you.
Yep.
This beer, this wine is going to taste different to me than it will, different, you know, for you than it would for me.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's always going to be a different flavor, a different take on it.
Yep.
And Baz Luhrmann, that's what he does. He paints a gorgeous picture, Bailey.
Oh,
the acting,
I can't even imagine.
The acting is top-notch.
Yeah, I believe
DiCaprio's phenomenal. Everyone, the supporting cast, even the music with the hip-hop, I do say, and I did say it on my review, that they missed a really good opportunity in showcasing the music of that era. Everyone that was in that,
place, that's a drawback to me of on not capitalizing on that jazz or that, like.
You could have really...
That really takes somebody there. Yeah.
And again, the movie itself should have never been released in the summertime. That's not a summer movie. Yeah. This is a fall Christmas movie.
You know, it was originally supposed to be released at Christmas time.
Yes. Yeah. And it should have been.
Yeah.
What happened then?
It should have been.
Studios money, trying to get
because they think trying to get a weekend. Getting the girls in there to buy tickets and stuff like that. And it is. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely movie. I mean... You know, Leonardo is dashing. The women in it, the dresses,
Carrie Mulligan. I heard she's fantastic.
The dresses, the dance sequences, and it's not a musical. I mean, this is all.
I want to see it now.
This is all dialogue. It's dialogue, and it feels like Hollywood old.
Yeah,
it's my favorite thing in the world. So, is it IMAX 3D worthy?
You have to see this in 3D. I mean, shot it. They shot it in 3D with 3D cameras.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a nice movie.
Bailey, cool. Maybe it's a date.
Yeah, let's do it. But I definitely want to see it.
It's something that, you know, it's a marathon. You're going to pace yourself and get your popcorn, get your concessions.
Well, that's what I like.
It's
got to
be a whole experience. It's not just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that.
I don't mind a marathon.
I like foreign films. I like simple and...
Yeah. I don't mind a marathon at all if it takes
me
somewhere.
My God, man. No. DiCaprio, he shines. I mean, this dude can wear... He has a plaid, a yellow suit. He has a pink suit in one of the scenes.
And he still looks good, probably. Yeah.
Motherfucker looks like a pimp. He looks good. I would go out with him, man. I'm not kidding.
I got a man crush.
DiCaprio's the man.
I was telling someone recently about DiCaprio. Says, "Oh, he's just a pretty boy." I was like, "You kidding me?
Have
you
seen more than that? I think he's proven himself by now."
Never
I was
again.
Like, have you seen The Beach? Have you seen...
He's proved himself.
Have you
seen
hate
Aviator?
On the beach all the time.
Well, there's a reason why they hate on the beach.
Yes. What's the reason behind that?
Titanic.
Yes.
Well, because... Yeah,
Titanic's in the wake of Titanic's success.
Soon after. Mm.
It was immediately following... He's like, well, now I can pick whatever I want
film
to do
you
now.
Did?
Yes. Yeah. Noelle?
Immediately. No?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
What happened was DiCaprio was labeled the pretty boy, and every studio in Hollywood... lined up to have him as an action movie, a romance, to do the more of the same.
And he said,
to make money off
of him.
And
he said, no, right?
And he said, let me take a passion project.
And what did he do? He went to Danny Boyle.
Danny Boyle. Sunshine.
I love
my
the
man
beach.
Danny Boyle.
Sunshine.
And with that, he made The Beach. And
I
the,
love that.
And The Beach got panned.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, it got tore up. Yeah. If you watch, and again, Danny Boyle, like Shyamalan.
It's not what people expected.
Danny Boyle's movie, what is it? The Beach. The Beach is so far ahead of its time.
Yes.
If you take The Beach right now, and that just the narration alone, it fits in today, 2013.
Yep.
This movie should be seen.
Yep.
Like all great novels, you can go back and
you can read them anytime.
Yeah, I've seen The Beach a few times.
And I suggest you guys do that. I mean, go back and watch The Beach. And not only that, Scorsese and the Aviator. I mean,
so good. So
just
good.
That movie actually blew my mind.
Great
I'm
film.
A huge fan of The Aviator. It was relatively
Hollywood's golden.
It was kind of hot and cold. But
I don't remember. Was it not well?
What
received?
Do you mean hot and cold? What's that mean?
I mean it was half received well, half not received well.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember.
I remember,
I thought it was phenomenal. I own it.
I mean, they said it was excellent writing, excellent directing, excellent acting.
I watch
then,
it at least once every other month.
That's not good enough?
Right, exactly.
I watch it at least once every other month.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
I'm trying to think of something I watch like that. I probably watch Drive at least once a month. Oh, yeah.
That's your favorite. He just
likes...
No, he loves...
For me, that's like hot and cold, too.
No,
like
I
totally
love Drive.
50-50
with people. He has one of those... What are those things called? Boners for...
Broner?
Broner.
For Gosling?
No. Yeah, Ryan Gosling. I mean, he's been in love with
the same exact birthday, by the way.
Who, you and Gosling?
Yes.
And that is...
And we're not going to talk about that on the air.
What's that got to do with the
It's just the only thing I know about him. That's what I know.
He's
is
good.
That
he's great.
You like Drive,
I know.
You?
I know him from a Canadian show from back in the day when he was on a school on a cruise, and that was really hilarious
was Mickey,
to me.
It was Mickey Mouse Club.
He was Mickey Mouse Club, too.
Yeah, they got panned also.
Yeah.
They got panned. That Drive got...
Yeah. I just...
Same thing.
I love
same
that
thing.
I love
you know.
That
you
movie
watch
so
that
much.
Once a month? Once every other month, really?
Yeah, probably.
That's a lot.
So it's
probably
it's a hell of a movie. I've only seen it a couple times.
It's a powerful film to me.
Powerful.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow.
I love it. It's different. It's very different.
When I was in L.A. and I had the, remember I was texting you when I was in L.A.?
God, I had the Mustang.
I felt like two people. When I was driving this 5.0 silver Mustang, and I was in Los Angeles for the Oscars. I think I talked about this on a podcast before, but it's a very, very good memory. I love this memory, actually. And I'm driving, and I'm at the rent-a-car place, and I usually just get, like, you know, whatever, some Impala or whatever. Stupid low key car.
One of those.
And a girl, she's talking to me and she's like, oh, you're in LA, blah, 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 blah.
You need to get that.
And she's like, she goes, I can upgrade you if you want.
Ugh.
And I'm like, yeah, you want to upgrade me? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, you sure you want to do that? And she's like, so we're going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
You know how I do.
He's the charm.
And she's like, I can get
they're
you a
charming.
Listen.
Both
so immediately ladies. she goes, I can get you a Cadillac Escalade. Like, what am I going to do? I'm in LA, parking, driving. I don't want to. What am I going to do?
You drive a lot
me?
In LA, don't you, though?
Yeah, were you trying to cost me some gas money here?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. So she was like, well, I've got a Mustang. 5.0 or something. I don't know what she said. And I was like, it ain't purple, is it? I was like, don't give me no damn purple car. I can't, you know, I'm in for the Oscars. And she's like, no, it's nice.
Silver.
It's, yeah, I call it, it's silver. I'm thinking two people, Steve McQueen.
I was going to say Steve McQueen.
Ryan Gosling. And I'm driving that car and it's got nothing but pure
power.
And it's just bassy.
Those vines that you were taking, you could just hear.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would pull up in there, and I was staying at the Beverly Hilton. I'd stay up there, and all the guys, you know, it's not a Ferrari or nothing like that, but every time I pull up, all the guys.
My head's turned.
Yeah, they would get my car and park. Valet park was the valet.
Do you?
Yeah.
I roll my eyes at this. I don't get it.
I would drive out, at sunset and just all over just L.A. And
see,
just,
I love that.
Yes. Whatever I wanted
and it's
to
not
do,
even,
just
it's,
didn't
it's
even have to
bullshit.
Go fast.
It's a bunch of bull.
No, you know what's funny though? It's
not good.
It's not even
it's
about
so stupid.
It's not even about the
dumb.
Car. It's about the way it makes you. It enhances that experience
you
for you.
Think that?
No, no,
you
no,
think
no,
that
no,
people
no.
look at you
Listen.
Differently for being in that goddamn car?
Let me
but
tell
who
you
gives
something.
A fuck? L.A. Everybody's got a nice car,
Listen
so they don't
woman.
Care.
Yeah. No, you're missing the point.
Yeah,
I don't care about everyone else.
No,
it makes me.
That's what
feel
I'm saying.
Good.
It heightens.
Why
it
Why do
you
think it makes you feel good?
No, I'm
Why?
On the same, I'm on the same page as you.
Me too.
It's because you think other people.
No,
it's not a vanity thing.
No, you're so wrong.
How does that make you feel? What makes you feel?
It's
good
not
about
a vanity thing.
Listen to her.
I'm trying to understand because I don't
well,
get
gotta,
it.
You gotta pipe down. You have to pipe down here.
That's right? his way of and telling me to shut up.
And no. I'll explain
pipe
it to you.
Pipe down.
Listen. I'll explain.
You're missing my point.
I'll explain it to you, Brandon.
Explain.
Okay.
Please.
Brandon.
Ew.
The.
That's an insult.
Listen.
She didn't mean you.
Yeah, but she's
or
just
insult.
Mouth it off. It does. I'm not even thinking about anyone else. Yeah. I was alone the whole time there.
I know.
And I'm one of the big believers. Of you know, I don't really need material things to
no,
make
not,
me feel good.
It's not a vanity
good,
thing.
But holy shit, I sat in that car and sat behind that wheel, and you feel that power, you know. And when you're in LA, you know you can't really open
can't
things up.
You can't use it.
No,
but you know it's
What's
there.
What's the point of that kind of car? If
well,
you can't
I did.
Use that kind
I did.
Of
I drove.
Power.
I did drive one night or one day. I had a free day, so I drove
to. Did you go down to
San Diego?
San Diego.
They're like a,
that's what I did.
I don't know, hour and 20
Took
minutes.
Take the LBC.
I was doing like,
Let's not talk about the details, maybe.
I was doing like 90, 100 miles an hour. With no problem. It felt like going 60.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing car. I don't care if anyone's looking. I care.
I feel like a lot of guys, like even in this.
Yeah, but you're
area,
talking about a lot of guys. I'm talking
okay,
about
Okay, I'm sorry. You guys are different. You're special.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Let me finish telling the story. It's just the way it fits. It's like a well-tailored suit.
Yeah.
When I get a nice suit, I don't care if anyone looks at me or not. It feels good on my body.
Bullshit.
This is what I'm saying.
And how's she saying bullshit?
I don't think that's...
I've been buying clothes
I get what
before
saying.
You guys were born. And it's like, I mean, I know what I do. I mean, you know, who cares if anyone looks at you?
See... listen to me. After I saw Drive, I was in Northern Virginia.
I mean, if I want someone to look at me, I can go out and get someone in a station wagon.
Well, this is what I'm getting at. After I saw Drive, I loved it because it was everything that I wanted in a movie. I drove my Corolla home like it was a Mustang.
Yeah.
That's how it made me feel. Yeah. Like I did. I was like
you feel special.
It just makes you feel
yeah. You feel like it's different. like in it's like in it's like when you think of coolness, when you think of coolness, especially when it comes to a car, especially when it comes to an American car, you think of Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bullet. Ryan Gosling channeled that in the movie Drive. I think that he did. I mean, that's how I looked. I didn't look at him as Steve McQueen. I mean, it's Ryan Gosling.
His name was just Driver in the movie.
At the same time, when I think of, I mean, I have a picture of Steve McQueen I've had for, I think, since 1997.
Wow.
I have a picture. I have two pictures that go up on the wall everywhere I go. One of them is Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis.
Rat Pack.
Okay? It's been every place where I've ever lived. I'm sure it's like etched in my son's mind. You know what I mean? He'll tell you, Dean, Frank, Sammy. Who's that? Steve McQueen. And I have a Steve McQueen picture. When I think of these things, so immediately when they pulled that Mustang up, I'm like, oh, man, this is like the deal. I'm in L.A. It's Oscar weekend.
Yes.
And I'm in a Mustang.
Yes.
So immediately, you know, and I'm in a world of my own. I could care exactly. less if anyone's looking yeah. at me. I'm like behind this car, and it was just such a, it was just.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't believe it when people say, oh, it feels like Rogan. Joe Rogan talks about his Mustang all the time. And he's like, you don't understand. He, like all his buddies and all the other podcast, Fitzsimmons, Greg Fitzsimmons, he's got a great podcast.
Yeah, he's great.
What's his name? Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. I was going to say, is it Bill Burr?
Bill Burr. Yeah. They all drive Priuses, right? And Rogan always
Larry says, David does too.
Yeah, Rogan always tells them. Rogan always tells them
they're the quietest cars ever. They yes. just sneak up on you. They you never a, know.
They have their own parking spaces now. You
so
can park
Joe Rogan always tells them, Ben, be a man. Get yourself an American muscle. Because granted, you're not going to drive this every day,
right?
But on the weekends,
on
the weekends you go car. Out, and I really didn't believe him until Oscar weekend, and I had that Mustang. And now when I look at Mustangs, when I used to see guys in them, I'm like, ah, look at this tool. When I see, I get
that was you.
It's a different respect.
It's tied to a memory, though, I think.
Yeah, it's a different respect I have, yeah. you know? Mustangs are a dime a dozen. They produce a lot. Of, you know, if I could rent and afford, if she was like, hey, I can hook you up with this Ferrari for the same price as the Mustang, I would have taken that. And okay. I would have been like, fuck, I'm yeah. Magnum.
Yeah.
I'm Magnum P.I.
Give me the Hawaiian shirt. Let's do this.
Magnum PI, and you got to wear the short shorts. I got a picture of me with those short shorts. I got to show you guys.
Yeah. You got them somewhere.
Well, I don't know if I'd fit them anymore. I was probably like 125 pounds then. Yeah, I'm what, a little bit heavier these days.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Yeah. So after Earth.
and it comes back.
You guys just got to check it out. It's not, you know.
No, I'm going to see it.
I mean, after that review, I'm considering it for sure.
I got to see Gatsby. I got to see After Earth.
Yeah, both of those on the list.
You know what I read? I'm going to bring up Man of Steel because it's something that I'm salivating for.
When?
June 14th.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. So
2 weeks.
Let me tell you something about Man of Steel.
Tell me.
Prediction.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna choke you guys.
Tell me,
it's gonna be a great film, no yes, doubt. It's gonna be great, by today's standards, it's gonna be epic.
Yes,
by today's
quotes, standards. He's doing air quotes just okay. for you, those who are not watching.
Now, what I mean by that is
what we've talked about.
This is my problem. This is what I fear because I really want this. I'm a huge Superman fan.
Me too.
But they're cramming General Zod into this movie, into a two-hour movie. I believe it's going to parallel what Star Trek is. It's going to be a big, huge film, colossal, and it's going to be great. But one of the things I think is saving it, as with Star Trek, is the cast.
Sure.
They're obviously
passionate about it.
Yes.
Yes.
So maybe they will focus a lot on the story, and they've been saying that.
I've heard that they knew exactly where it wanted to go, and the story is just plays out beautifully.
I'm don't get me wrong. I'm
I like that you're thinking this way because I want it to be.
I'm trusting
yes
the powers that be.
Nolan, you got to
trust.
And
I'm a fan
Nolan.
Of Zack Snyder.
He's great.
I mean, what are you, 300?
Watchmen, 300.
The Watchmen I
Sucker
really
Punch,
enjoyed. You know, Sucker Punch got panned, but I loved it.
Love Sucker Punch.
I enjoyed
it. It's fantastic.
It. Yeah. A bunch of hot chicks running around.
You know what? And he
God damn.
That's the truth. And explosions and fire and 3D. But
guns?
He brought
everything.
Back
skirts.
He did Dawn of the Dead. He brought that back.
Movies.
That was great.
And that had movies in it too. Dawn of the Dead.
So good.
Was that the one with Ving Rhames?
Yeah.
He did that?
That was his very first claim to fame.
I remember seeing that and my mouth was wide open. I was like terrified.
It's a great movie.
He did that, really? I gotta look that up.
Yep.
Hmm.
And it was written by James Gunn, who's doing Guardians of the Galaxy.
I've never seen that.
Which one?
Oh, no. I thought he... No, that's the other one. He did the Owl movie.
Which one?
Zack Snyder.
Watchmen?
Yeah. Didn't he do one about owls or something like that?
Guardians of Gahool? Yeah. Wow. I totally forgot about that.
Random.
I totally forgot. Yeah. That's,
whoa. Baby.
You're right.
Whoa. Both of you.
That was in his Sucker Punch computer-generated phase. Let's make everything as cool as we can.
Yeah, he did. He did Dawn of the Dead, 300 Watchmen, Legend of the Guardians, Sucker Punch. Man, he's got an impressive friggin' resume. I mean,
he's not even that old.
Since, what is it? 2004.
Is that when Dawn of the Dead was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I remember being, like, God, terrified in college. Long?
Yeah, his resume's tight. And to have been promoted to the ranks of DC's number one boy.
He is DC's number one boy.
Yeah.
He is.
Is it Superman?
Yeah.
But it's tough because, I mean, you have,
What just happened here? He just got up and changed everything.
I've never seen that symbol before.
I
wonder what that means.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, folks. I was just looking at my field recorder and noticing a symbol I've never seen. Hopefully this is recording.
Yeah, everything sounds good.
So. It's never really sounded good, but Zack Snyder, what was I saying? Zack Snyder?
Elevated to...
The ranks.
The ranks of the ultimate superhero ever.
Think about it. It's the number one. I mean, he's coming off of, what was it, Superman Returns, which I thought was pretty good. I mean, for what they were dealing and what they were working with.
Bryan Singer.
Yeah, Bryan Singer. I mean, he did what?
Usual Suspects.
Oh, my God. Seriously? That's
a pretty good film.
But that he did
is,
X-Men
that
also,
is
right?
A genre defining
film.
He did X-Men. He did X-Men 2.
And he's doing the new one.
Yep, he's doing Days of Future Past, which is coming out. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Matthew Vaughn did the other one, but he's moving on to other stuff. But
I don't know. You know, I mean... I look at the cast of the new one, and I think they got everything right. I had big problems in Superman Returns with their Lois Lane. Just everyone cast except for Brandon. What is Brandon?
Routh.
Routh. I thought he.
You know Brandon Routh.
I think so much. He looked so much like Christopher Reeve. It was a distraction.
Yes.
And this guy doesn't look anything like Christopher Reeve. You know, he's his own Superman.
He is.
That's what they're going after.
Yeah.
They're going after a new identity. You know, even so much far they X'd out my main man John Williams. From the musical score, which is fine. I mean, you know,
Hans.
Can't have it both ways.
Hans Zimmer.
It'll be a great score.
Yeah, I've been listening to
it. Will it be an epic score? Will it be one that you will remember 10, 20 years from now?
Maybe. Probably not.
I don't think so.
Not like John Williams.
I don't think so.
No. And that's where I agree. That's where I agree with you there, but I think it's going to be good.
It'll be epic, and it's part of the... It will embody
so
what's best about the film. But you will not hear... This is my gripe about the whole thing about films, and especially coming off of being a John Williams fan, is that, you know, what makes that film, and what will make this one also, will be the musical score that goes with it. Yep. It enhances it. It becomes part of it. It's just as the acting.
I was listening to the new score on the way here, actually, as
delivers.
I always do.
I mean, what do you do? Batman, Inception?
Yep. Batman, Inception, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
That's just...
I mean, he's
some Michael Bay films from back in the day, which were great scores, but I just can't think of the movies.
I trust,
The Rock.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some great summer movies that's come out.
The movie,
and this is the icing.
He sounds like what?
This is the one.
This is the one. And you know what I read? I wanted to talk about this.
I just don't
want to
be disappointed.
I know, and I don't want
to. That's why I'm not trying to go in there with too many expectations. You guys are building this up and you're hyping it up.
We should all take off and podcast before it.
Let's do it.
You have to get a Friday off, Miriam.
We'll work it out. We'll get Andrea to work.
Well, you know when the date's coming.
True.
I read this on CBM, Comic Book Movies, which is a website I frequent pretty much about 8 times a day. But I heard somebody who saw the movie said that Michael Shannon as Zod was... only second to Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Oh, I'm sure.
In terms of
Shannon,
memorable villain.
Yeah, Shannon is. I mean,
he loses
he's
himself.
He's a three-dimensional actor.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, yeah.
If you look up any of his films and you just and watch Boardwalk him, Empire. He's intense. Yeah.
Yeah.
He, I mean, when they said, they announced that he was Zod,
right?
So
a lot more faith.
And then everything else, I mean, I didn't even care who was playing Superman. They were like, Shannon's playing Zod, and we have, what's his name? Russell Crowe as Jor-El.
Jor-El.
And then you have Kevin Costner. Yeah, and I'm like, they're getting it right.
They are getting it right.
They're using a mature, established, well-rounded and acted class.
Yes, class.
And they got it right.
Yep.
You know, I wanted them to do the same thing with Star Wars Episode One. You know, I was thinking of a totally different class of actors, and they went with, you know, a much younger, inexperienced, and, you know, they paid for it.
I feel like they were going. I paid for it many times. I feel like they were trying to get a different audience than what they already had.
But yeah, Superman, that's going to be, that should be a phenomenal experience.
We all got to go see it.
So
that's what I'm counting down to.
Sounds like a plan.
So yeah, let's plan on that. Let's do a podcast. Figure out which theater we're gonna. It's gonna be IMAX, right? They're already selling tickets.
I know. I almost bought some today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really? Because
They do reserve seating at Tyson's Corner. You can pick your seats.
Ooh. Yeah.
Actually, Alamo probably does that too, right?
Hell if I know. Yeah.
Okay. Elephant and rhinoceros. Hell if I know.
So they might show it at the Air and Space Museum.
Udvar.
Yeah.
What did we see there?
How do you pronounce that?
Udvar Hazy.
What type of name is that?
Udvar Hazy? I think it's
Scandinavian.
Who is this person?
I can't even.
It's a big theater.
What did we see there together?
Mission Impossible.
17. Ghost Protocol. Oh, man. Yeah. What a film. That was
Tom Cruise.
Again.
That's
there's
right.
not one podcast that we go through that does not have Tom Cruise be brought up in.
I did it.
I tried
it's
not to
unreal.
Talk.
Unreal. I don't know what it is.
I did
it's
it.
Every time.
Yeah, it's natural.
Well, it's just a Tom Cruise podcast.
Well, we were talking about a film earlier. I can't remember which one, but Tom Cruise was starring opposite of one of them, and I purposely bit
avoided.
My tongue.
Avoided.
Yeah. I think I did too,
you
to be honest
hold
with
back,
you.
Not, you guys.
I was thinking to myself, I'm not talking. I'm not gonna,
but you did anyway.
I'm not going to bring up
I was
Tom
thinking
Cruise.
To myself, I know Malcolm's thinking it, but I can't do it.
I'm not going to bring up Tom Cruise.
You guys are so obsessed. Tom Cruise, man.
No,
speaking
shout
of Tom,
out.
Speaking of, since
out.
We're talking about Tom
Let's
Cruise.
Let's do it.
You know, of course.
And back to Let's getting on books. There's a couple books that were my favorites coming up. Was Rumblefish and The Outsiders.
Outsiders.
Oh, I love that.
Man. The books are amazing. The films are amazing.
Books. So you did read.
Yeah. See? I read every blue.
I'm getting back into reading. I had a long period of
I'm reading
not
Ender's
reading.
Game right now just because the movie's coming out soon.
How is that? I've heard it's fantastic.
It's great.
I heard it's a great book.
I have 100 pages left. It's awesome. It's really,
I'm reading
really
World
fun.
War
it's
Z.
It's a quick read.
I'm reading World War Z right now.
That I'm thinking about reading that. Interesting.
Yeah. I am currently reading The Label of My Beer Bottle. Insane. I need
author
a
unknown.
Sorry.
Author unknown. Mm-hmm.
So The Outsiders, if you guys get a chance to see that.
Great film.
Have you guys ever seen it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it lately?
Not
no.
Lately.
I mean, look at this cast. Matt Dillon. Ralph Macchio, Patrick Dirty Dancing Swayze.
Emilio Estevez. Isn't
Emilio
he Estevez?
Rob Lowe. Emilio Estevez.
The Karate Kid.
Tom Cruise.
Of course.
All right.
Let's pause
listen,
for a moment.
Listen.
Who is he? Is he Pony Boy?
Diane Lane.
Diane Lane's in
that's
there?
Right. Wow. Leif Garrett.
God, Diane Lane is
that's been a while.
Smoking hot.
Is that on Netflix? I'm going to watch it again.
William Smith.
William.
But not Will.
Oh, man. You had me there for a second. I was like, there's no way.
And we can't forget my main man, my mellow. I follow him on Twitter. C. Thomas Howell.
Howell.
That's nice. Right.
The king of B-movies.
Man, he's great in Southland.
He's great in everything. C. Thomas Howell. He was in Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was.
You know? Yep. He was in E.T.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, he
he's
was.
He's been in a lot of stuff. Yeah, those
are Bandana Boy in E.T.
Those are great great books, too. S.E. Hinton. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Hinton?
Yeah, woman. You know, she can...
She can, he looks at me and laughs.
Can, some of them write. Some
women can write.
Yeah, they can.
Yo, they can write some books. They can write some words.
It's amazing, man. Wow. Some form thoughts.
That I could actually read and enjoy. The world, I was entertained from a book by this woman.
The world is changing.
God.
Really? Next thing you know, they're going to be driving.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's a little too forward thinking for me.
All right, guys. Do you want to get slaps? Let's not.
Let's wrap. Let's call it a wrap. Thank you guys for listening. Bailey, thanks for coming out.
I'm so happy to be back.
Yay.
Miriam, thanks for hanging out with us and putting up with our shenanigans.
Yes. I can handle it.
And that being said, Domino motherfucker.